The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, 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 happy Tuesday to you. Even though I am recording this on a Monday, I record this on Monday morning. It goes out to you on Tuesday. My name is Vince Russo, and this is Call That's Life. This is the show where we talk about exactly that life. Because all of us, no matter our color, our creed, our sex, our religion, our nationality, no matter who we are, no matter who we represent, guess what? We are all walking through life together. We all go through the same experiences, the same circumstances, the same troubles, all of us. Many times we feel that we are alone. Nobody else is experiencing what we're experiencing. The reality is we all are. We're all going through the same you know what. And that's why I do this show. I hope that every Tuesday I can bring you a little bit back to center. And we can remember what life is all about. We can remember the importance of our lives. And that's what I'm going to do today. Because, guys, I got to tell you, coming from the wrestling industry, it blows my mind the amount of time that people spend on something that just doesn't matter. Now, guys, I've said this all the time. I'm a fan of many things. There are many, many things I enjoy doing with my time. There are many things I enjoy supporting. But I can tell you this without a shadow of a doubt. I am not obsessed with anything in life. There's a fine line, bro, between being a fan and enjoying something and then being obsessed with it. And that's the one thing in the wrestling business I'm always trying to put my finger on that I can never understand. There are a lot of people, not only fans, but there are actually a lot of people inside the wrestling business that are just obsessed with it. Morning, noon, and night ad nauseam, wrestling, reading about it, talking about it, watching it. Their life is consumed with it. And again, I'm not just talking about people on the outside. I'm talking about people on the inside. Guys, in the grand scheme of things, professional wrestling means nothing. Zero. It's got no bearing. It's got no weight in the world whatsoever. What it is supposed to be is a release. And a form of entertainment that you can go and enjoy when you choose. Just like sports, just like music. If you like politics, it could be politics for you. There are so many things that if it's your interest, if you enjoy it, if you like talking about it, if you like watching it, well, then you take time out of your day and you go have a little bit of entertainment. That's not what I'm talking about, bro. That is perfectly, perfectly normal. But when you become obsessed with it, bro, and it's everything to you, everything, man, and nothing else matters, God, bro, you are missing the big picture. You are missing, you are so off kilter. of how you're spending your time. Think about it, bro. Is wrestling going to matter when you're dead? Is it going to matter all that time that you took away from things that mattered? Is any of that going to matter when you're dead? Any of it? You know, Vince Russo killing WCW, is that going to matter when you're dead? Just the massive, massive amount of time I see people wasting on something that doesn't matter. Like I said, if you're a fan, that's fine. If you're obsessed with it, we're talking about something that's completely different. I'm talking about obsessive behavior. People on the outside of the business, people on the inside of the business, people I used to work with. What are you doing with your time? Think about that. Guys, from the minute you're born, the clock is ticking. It is ticking. It never stops ticking. Right now, all of us watching this show, the clock is ticking. And with 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, that is less and less and less time that we have. Our time isn't endless. Every second is a countdown. Every second is a countdown till the end. What are we doing with those seconds that is meaningful, that is going to have a positive impact on our lives, that is going to have a positive impact on others? What are we doing with our time? Think about it, bro. If you're watching 7 hours of wrestling a week, are you telling me you can't get your same fix with 1 hour? Think of what you could do with those other 6 hours. Think of how you can work on yourself. Think of how you can accumulate wisdom, knowledge. Be there for other people. Have a conversation with your kids, with your wife. Go on a drive. Go spend some time in God's beautiful nature, with nature as one. Write a positive email. Make a positive phone call. Read your Bible. Think about what you could do with that time, because you can't get that fix in 1 hour. You need 7. These are the reasons I'm walking away from watching any of this stuff in January. And I'm only doing it till January because I gave you people my word and some people paid for it. But the older I get, I cannot be wasting my time on trivial content and stuff that means absolutely nothing. So you ask, Vince, how can we spend our time more wisely? And as I always do, what do I do, bro? What do I say to myself? What does the Bible say about spending time more wisely? And that's what we're going to talk about today. How you should be spending your time. And I pulled up a very interesting article. This is on a site called 5 Feet Away, Uncovering Jesus, Real, Close Up, and Unexpected. This was a blog written by Ellis Orozco. And I took a lot away from this, and I want to share it with you guys, man. We got to stop wasting our freaking time doing trivial, stupid things that don't mean shit. The This was Aeschylus 4:12. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three is not quickly broken. This says the philosopher of Aeschylus, I can never say that word, bro. And think about this as it relates to today's times. The philosopher of Aeschylus saw how people fight with each other and kill each other to advance their own agendas. Bro, this is the Bible that was written thousands of years ago. Relate that to what's going on today. The philosopher of Aeschylus saw how people fight with each other and kill each other to advance their own agendas. He saw that all wars and battles were meaningless. None of it really amounted to anything in the end. The only things that last are the relationships we build with each other. The only way to survive is together. Jesus told us the most of the things we chase in life are going to rust away with time. Matthew 5:6-20. He told us to chase after the things that were important to God. Matthew 6:33. Chase after the things that were important to God. You think wrestling was important to God? And this is what God said is most important. Listen to how simple this is. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. That is Mark 12:30. In other words, invest your time in people more than things. So that is number one, bro. Invest time in people more than things. Invest time, you know, bro, and as I'm saying this, I'm learning from this. And as I'm saying this, God is speaking to me, and I'll tell you why. My wife's having a very hard time at work, and she'll come home from work and she'll lay it all on me. And sometimes for me, that gets to be a little bit much, but guess what, bro? It's not about me. It's about her. So I'm learning about myself as I'm reading this to you. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, invest your time in people more than things. So what I need to do, bro, is invest more time in my wife and what she is currently going through. And I'm sure everybody listening to this show, there are people right now, other people right now, that you could be investing more time in, whether it's parents, whether it's your own kids, whether it's siblings, whether it's friends, whether it's somebody down on their luck, whether it's somebody who's dealing with depression, anxiety, having a tough time. There is somebody out there right now that needs you. What's more important than that? Raw tonight, bro? Really? Is Raw more important, bro, than a person out there right now that could use you and your love and your patience and your ear and your understanding? Really? So that is number one. Invest more time in people than in things. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. Here's number two. Very important. Spend more time listening than talking. So number one, invest more time in people than things. Number one, spend more time listening than talking. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth. So let your words be few. Ecclesiastes 5:2. Do not be quick with your mouth. How many of us are quick with our mouth? Or in our case of social media, how many of us are quick with our fingers? Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven. You are here on earth. So let your words be few. Ecclesiastes 5:2. You do not know quite as much as you think you do. Things are often not as you see them. God has a 10,000 foot view of life. Yours is myopic at best. It would do you good to close your mouth and open your ears. It would do the world good if everyone would practice listening with their ears, eyes, and hearts. There are three basic types of listening. Informational listening, that's listening to learn. Critical listening, listening to evaluate and analyze. And therapeutic or empathetic listening, listening to understand feelings and emotion. I think that is the most important thing. Therapeutic or empathetic listening. Empathy. Empathy. Listening to others to understand what they are feeling. To understand their emotion. To understand why they're saying the things they're saying and doing the things they do. I talk about this all the time. There's no empathy in this world. We don't give a crap what our next door neighbor says. We don't care what anybody else says. It's our way or the highway. We have no empathy. We don't try to understand why does that person feel that way. We are champions at the first two, not so much the third. You see, I didn't even read that line, and I was emphasizing empathy. Try spending your time listening to other people's stories. Repeat this phrase often. Tell me more about yourself. People will respond. And you will begin to understand others. Communication, talk, understanding. See, these are things you could be doing. You don't get along with your dad. Rather than wasting your time on something trivial, have a conversation with your dad. You don't understand your kids. You're fighting with your wife or your husband or your spouse. You don't like one of your teachers. You don't like your boss. What are you going to do, bro? You're just going to hate that person? You're going to continue to let it go downhill? Or are you going to converse? Are you going to have empathy? Are you going to listen to understand where they're coming from? You see, bro, a lot of this stuff, the first two things, have already taken the emphasis off of you. See, these first two things are not about you. They're about other people. Invest more time in people than things. Spend more time listening to people than talking to them. Number three, very important. Seek wisdom more than riches. The quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. Ecclesiastes 9:17. The quiet words of the wise are more to be heeded than the shouts of a ruler of fools. Ecclesiastes 9:17. My paternal grandfather was a man of few words. He was highly respected among his family and friends. This is the author of this blog. He immigrated to this country in 1929 to escape the deprivation precipitated by the Mexican Revolution. He never had much in his life, but his courage and strength of character have been passed from generation to generation. He instilled in all his children a strong work ethic and godly set of priorities. How much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. Proverbs 16:16. Let me read that again. How much better to get wisdom, knowledge than gold, to get insight rather than silver. An old survey of 100 people over the age of 95 asks this question. 100 people over 95 were asked this question. What would you do differently if you had your life to live over again, 95-year-old? The number one answer was, I would do more things in this life that would live on after I was gone. Wow. I would do more things in this life that would live on or carry on after I was gone. In other words, I would do more things in this life that were impactful. And I would do more things that would have more of an impact when I was no longer here. The author was just talking about his grandfather, whose courage and strength of character have been passed from generation to generation. That's exactly what he was talking about. His grandfather's courage and strength of character carried on when he was gone. What are you passing along to your children? What are you passing along to friends? What are you passing along to other people that's meaningful, that's going to have impact? What are you doing today to be sure that your life's work lives on after you are dead? What are you doing today? Try seeking wisdom more than riches. The more wisdom you have, the more knowledge you have, the more valuable you are to others, and the more valuable you are to this world and God's kingdom. Here's number four. This is the last one. The greatest use of time. Love God and stay close to his word. Meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. This was Proverbs 12:8. After a lifetime of chasing the meaning of life, the philosopher of the Elysiades decided that it was all meaningless. Ecclesiastes, that's how you say it, I believe. Ecclesiastes. It took me the whole article, but I got it right. Ecclesiastes. After a lifetime of chasing the meaning of life, the philosopher of Ecclesiastes decided it was meaningless. Why does one person live long and another person die young? Why was that person born into wealth and this one into poverty? There is no rhyme or reason. Life is random and meaningless. God is the only framework that brings any meaning to life. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind. Ecclesiastes 12:13. All of our striving for things is meaningless. All of our strivings have a limited impact except for our striving for God. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path. Psalms 27:11. Every minute of your day is a precious gift from God. Listen to him and he will direct your step on the path. He will direct your every step on the path. Let me read that again. Every minute of your day is a precious gift from God. Listen to him and he will direct your every step on the path. Guys, I got to tell you this, because this has really been going on in my life daily. I'm starting to look at my life hour by hour. And guys, I'm telling you, it's because I'm getting close to 60. And, you know, bro, 60. You know, then it's 70. Then it's 80 if I'm lucky. So I am on the tail end of things. So I am really catching myself in every hour of every day. What am I doing? What am I doing? How am I using my time? Am I wasting my time right now? And what can I do to utilize that time? And I just went over the steps of what you can do to utilize that time. And guys, I'm not chasing the riches. I was just telling Jeff on another show I was doing. Guys, I could hop on Twitch and YouTube 24 hours a day and generate income. All day long, I could be on Twitch generating income. You know, you guys are supportive enough to donate, you know, money to me and to the brand to keep us going. I could do it all day long, but I do that when it's the time to do that and when I know I need to do that. I don't do that to an excess. I do that to take care of bills. So when I am doing shows like this and I'm going live, you know, it's part of me having to pay the bills that, you know, you could cheer and you could donate and stuff like that. I don't do it 24/7. I rest when I need to rest. But more importantly, I have conversations with people when I need to have conversations with people. I send out emails with people when I need to send out emails with people. I do shows like this and talk about topics like this because these are important. And, you know, I know there are many people listening to this in their 20s and their 30s and their 40s and their 50s. I know that. And you think you have forever. You don't. The clock has ticked off 30 minutes of our life since I came on here. You don't have all the time in the world. You know, COVID should have been a reminder of that. You know, all of a sudden there's this pandemic. You don't even know how you catch it. You don't even know who you get it from. You can get sick. You can die. You don't know. Every second is valuable, man. You need to, at the end of every day, you need to look at how you spent the time. How did I spend the time for God's kingdom? What impact did my life have today that will carry on when I am no longer here? Or did I obsess over professional wrestling all day long? And with that said, bro, I don't want anybody obsessing over me. I don't want anybody obsessing over the brand. You come here for your enjoyment. Maybe you come here for a little enlightenment. That's what this is for. I am not here to consume your life, nor do I want to. Guys, got to start looking at your time. What are we doing with our time? What are we passing along? What are we learning? What are we contributing to God and His kingdom? You got to serve God first, and you got to serve His kingdom first. So what are you contributing on a daily basis? You got to take inventory, bro. You got to take inventory at the end of every day. I'm telling you, bro, like I see these changes in my life, what I'm doing with my time. I can't just sit down and watch TV anymore. Because I could be doing something else productive. You could always be doing something productive, bro. Always. And that could be listening. That could be reading. That could be studying. That could be just gaining more knowledge, more wisdom. What is going to round you out more as a person? The more you're rounded out as a person, the more you will be able to contribute to God's kingdom. Have empathy, be empathetic, listen to other people, have conversations with strangers. What are you doing with your time, man? That's it, everybody. You know, ask God to manage your time. Ask God what you could do for Him. Show me, God, how do you want me to use my time to glorify you? What do you want me to do? Show me. That's it, everybody. That's life. I will see you next week.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.